T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People have questions about Drew Brees' thumb and what exactly was hurt and how long it's going to take to heal and how the thumb works. Dr. David Guyer joins us right now, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm terrific.
All right, let's begin by saying Dr. Guyer has not examined Drew Brees' thumb. He doesn't know specifically about Drew Brees' injury. However, in general, we are going to discuss the way the thumb works and what it's made of, or rather, what it consists of, tendons, ligaments, etc. Where do you want to start, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you're right, we're not talking about him specifically, but I think we can kind of figure out a lot of what's going on. This is actually not an uncommon injury in sports. You just don't see it as much in quarterbacks as you do maybe in baseball players. It's a ligament at the base of your thumb on the side closest to your index finger, and it stabilizes the thumb so it doesn't get pulled away from the rest of the hand. And when you injure that, it's very difficult to grip things with any strength, which obviously would be very difficult for a quarterback.
Doc, let me interrupt here for a second for the people that are listening. And if you're not driving, do this. But if you're driving, I would suggest you don't. So I got my hand here. I'm opening up my thumb. And it's the ligament that is where?
So at the very base of your thumb, right in the web space between the thumb and the index finger, it's on the side of the base of the thumb closest to your index finger. So
okay,
that big knuckle, it's just on the side closest to the ring finger. So if you take your thumb and try to pull it away from your from the rest of your hand, that's that UCL, that ulnar collateral ligament, that keeps you from being able to pull it very far.
So does that have to do with flexion and extension?
Yeah,
did I use the right word, flexion?
Yeah, any type of position. Its biggest issue is in grip and your ability to basically bring the thumb towards the rest of your hand.
For people that work in an office, I know one time I was kidding around and jammed my thumb into a chair, and that something gun was sore for about a year and a half. Is there anything that people in their everyday work life could do where they would relate to this in terms of jamming their thumb or whatever?
Yeah, that's actually typically how you do it. You see it in athletes, I mean, at the youth level all the way up to rec league athletes, or anybody that gets hit on the tip of their thumb, say with like a, you know, you see it in basketball, they get hit with the basketball at the end of the finger, or they sort of, you hit your hand on a hard object and it forces your thumb sort of away from the rest of your hand. You see it in something like that. So it's not real common sort of in everyday workers, but it could happen. And unfortunately, it's worth getting checked out because more often than not, if that ligament's injured, it's going to need surgery.
I'm not trying to make this about me, but I couldn't snap my fingers. Can Drew Brees snap his fingers right now if he wanted to or not?
That's a good question. He could probably do it, but it probably wouldn't feel very good because to do that, he would be pushing that thumb away from the index finger and sort of opening up that joint that's now unstable. So he could probably do it. It probably just wouldn't be the best thing that he could try.
It is the ulterior, as far as we know, UCL ulterior collateral ligament. Is that right?
The ulnar collateral
ulnar,
ligament.
Ulnar, okay.
Yeah.
So if it had been the other one, it wouldn't have mattered. It would have affected how far he could put it back, but not how far he can close it. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, the one on the opposite side of the thumb is very rarely injured, so that's usually not as much of an issue. But, a lot of times you actually have good motion if you leave this without fixing it. It's just that joint's unstable. So for somebody that needs to do a lot of fine motor things with their hands, and it's not just athletes, that becomes really difficult.
We take a break and we come back. Somebody texted in, when I had this injury, it was almost 6 months before I could actually squeeze something. If y'all have any questions or comments, you can text them to 87870, and I will pass them along to Dr. Geyer, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. He's not talking specifically about Drew Brees, but about the generic thumb and the generic ligament. And when we come back, we'll talk about this text where, depending on whether or not you're a finely trained athlete or not, how does that affect the recovery period? And there's something they do with sutures, I think internally, that I'm not quite getting, or suture tape, that Dr. David will remind us all of, or at least explain it to us when we come back. It is 6:20. That's time to take an early look at traffic here on WWL. Tommy Tucker, 6:24, talking about Drew Brees' thumb, although not really talking about the generic thumb as it may apply to Drew Brees. Dr. David Geyer, our guest orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. So, Dr. David, if, for example, when we're talking about thumbs, if it's Drew Brees' thumb we're talking about, or any other highly conditioned athlete, going back to the text where somebody said, when I had this injury, it was almost 6 months before I could actually squeeze something, is there a difference in the way a person is conditioned and the nutrition they follow, et cetera? And Drew Brees is a health nut when it comes to that. Does it make a difference?
It probably plays a little bit of a role. I think the big difference with pro athletes, and I expect somebody like Drew Brees will be in the same boat, is that, you know, the teams have a lot invested in them, and so they'll probably have him work with a hand therapist every single day after surgery, or as soon as he's allowed to start moving it and start doing some strengthening things with it. And that's, you know, not feasible a lot of times for those of us that, not just from a financial sense, but we have to go to work and we have to, you know, we have family obligations and everything like that. Whereas this is his job. And so I imagine he'll be working with a therapist, if not once a day, several times a day, to recover as fast as possible.
So as far as the actual procedure, this is done under a local anesthetic, or you go out completely?
There's different ways to do it, but most hand surgeons would do it where it's local, or they just numb it up from like maybe the elbow down to let him stay awake. Yeah.
So they open the hand, and then they do what? They sew the ligament together. They attach it to the bone. How do they do all this?
Well, it really depends on the nature of the injury, because you can tear it in the middle of the ligament, or you can actually pull it off a bone. So it's going to depend a little bit on exactly what it looks like when you get in there. They're prepared to kind of do either one, but sometimes it involves taking the end of the ligament and maybe little tiny anchors that get buried into bone to reattach it. Sometimes it's just putting stitches in it if it's in the middle of the ligament to sew it back together. And sometimes this won't be necessarily the case, I think, with Drew Brees, because it just happened. But in people that have a longer injury, it happened a long time ago and they didn't think anything of it, they didn't see a doctor, where now maybe the ligament won't heal, sometimes you actually have to supplement it with, you know, like you mentioned before the break, some sort of
suture tape,
surgical tape or something like that to reinforce it.
What is that? That's not like when you put a butterfly on something to close a cut instead of stitches. This is something that happens internally. And what kind of tape would you use, and how does all that work?
Yeah, and to be fair, that's really come about over the last couple of years. I know, because I do more knee and shoulder surgeries, and we do something similar to that with several of the procedures. And what we use is there's different names for it, but it's essentially a suture that's made out of, it's very, very strong. You can't break it. You can cut it with scissors, but it's got some of the same material as in Kevlar, like Army helmet. So it's very, very durable, and it doesn't dissolve. I think that there's a version of that that's very small for hand surgery, but regardless, it would either be that or some sort of, you know, we're getting with a lot of these orthopedic surgeries now to try biologic treatment. So, you know, maybe it's even something that sort of turns into collagen. How they necessarily would do it in him versus somebody with a chronic injury might be very different. But it's getting fancier and fancier as we're starting to learn more about these biologic treatments, trying to use materials that turn into tissue of your own body.
Somebody texted in, Drew's 40 years old. Generally speaking, would it matter if a patient was 40 or 20?
For a lot of surgeries, but not for this one. This one shouldn't have that big of a... This isn't about getting your quad strength back like an ACL or your shoulder strength back. So I don't think that his age plays much of a role here.
All right, in terms of recovery and rehab, are they going to have him doing things like that would appear silly, like putting marbles from one cup to the other or something like that?
Initially, at first, it's going to be kind of boring. My guess is he'll be in a cast for 2 or 3 weeks. But, yeah, when he gets back, it'll be simple things. It'll be like trying to touch the tip of his thumb to the other fingers. It'll be, like squeezing to pick up, marbles or small little objects, and just simple little, motions to get that fine motor control back, try to get the motion back in a way that doesn't disrupt the repair. And then once that's good, they start really working on grip strength and things like that.
If he comes back too early, is he right back where he started?
You can be. I don't think that they would make that mistake by letting him do too much. That's why I think that they're saying 6 weeks, and that's possibly true. But typically, with the injured reserve and being able to have the bye week and all, that would be what I think more likely. But, yeah, in theory, if you go back too soon, that ligament isn't completely healed, that surgery hasn't completely healed, and you get hit there again and you disrupt it, then, yeah, you start all over.
And finally, when it comes to this as opposed to breaking it, because I looked a little bit about thumbs, Doc, and now, because I went online, you and I are peers, right? Because I read about the thumb. doctors love it when patients say they went online, don't they?
Yeah, well, it just depends. I mean, there's a lot of good online. Obviously, I put a lot online, but there's a lot of misinformation, too.
So anyway, would he have been better off breaking it?
No, I actually think this is better, because a lot of times when you break the base of your thumb, that fracture line, the break extends into the joint, and if it doesn't heal absolutely perfectly, not even a half millimeter off, then you can actually start to develop arthritis in that joint, and that actually becomes a worse problem. That's not an issue with this surgery, so I think this is actually the better scenario than breaking it.
And very quickly, is this what they call gamekeeper's thumb?
It is. Gamekeeper's thumb or skier's thumb, where in the case of skiing, the pole, as you crash, the pole pulls your thumb away from your hand. Gamekeepers, I don't know if this is way before my time, but back, when you used to, the way that they used to kill chickens and all. Yeah,
it's not very pleasant at all. Gamekeeper makes you think as though it's a petting zoo, and it really isn't. Thank you, doctor.
No.
I appreciate your time.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. I hope we get to talk to you again. Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist. I hope we gave you a peek inside of the hand and the thumb. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.